Sarah Bishop, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist today. How are you?
Oh, very well, Wilhelmina. How are you? Thank you very much for having me.
I love some of the moody landscapes that you do, and you have an array of work that you produce, from real hyper-realistic pencil drawings of fantastic, I mean, you did one of a bull for a commission, and that piece was just outstanding.
Thank you.
Do you have a preference for painting or drawing?
I'm in a very lucky position where I can do both at the same time, and I think they are complementary to each other. And then I look out the window where we have a sheep and cattle property, and I can see all of the landscapes and all of the cattle and all of the sheep. And so it's all right there, and everything complements each other. So I find that I can't just have the one aspect. It all is helpful in creating the one piece. So it's really it's a complete world, really, of inspiration.
How long do you think it took you to find your painting style? Because it is quite distinct.
Yeah, I don't really know how that happened. I tend not to intellectualize too much. I'm not really very good at that. I think because the drawing's so realistic and so detailed, and I'm obsessed with the tonal range and just trying to make it a little bit more all the time, which means that I have issues trying to work out when it's finished. But the painting is a much simpler approach, and I keep on seeing little comments like blue and green should never be seen, which is a problem for me because those are my two favorite colors. So it just seemed to evolve. We've just built a house on top of a hill, so what I see all the time is massive skies rolling in across the country, way out towards the hills beyond, and it's very exposed, and I absolutely love it. I find that works. It's good for the soul. It's very nourishing. And then I think, well, I just find that it seems to morph onto the canvas in that simplistic way, and just, I mean, I love the fact that you think it creates a feel or mood, because I think that's what I paint rather than the landscape itself. I think I'm trying to create a mood and a feel and a sense of smell, and you can hear the little windmill in the breeze and you can hear the birds, and I think that's what I'm trying to create. But it's a very different mindset to the drawing, which I often do at night, and I often drink a lot of scotch while I'm doing it, and I can't do that with painting. So it's a night and day project.
And the pencil drawings, now is it charcoal or is it pencil? What are you using?
Listen, you know, it's a pencil, and it really is.
Okay.
I cannot count the hours, or I would, it's not ideal. But it actually, the whole process from beginning to end is so cathartic, but it leaves me feeling quite tense and panicky because I don't know when to stop, and you can always push it that little bit further, but also just a single item on a very large scale with a very tiny pencil. I mean, the whole thing is pretty silly, but I really love doing it, and I love the result. And it seems to, it helps me with the painting, having both forms of artwork and then being able to live it on a daily basis out in the paddocks, you know, dealing with the animals as well. It's all hand in hand.
I would like that intimate knowledge of the muscle of a beast and knowing how the light hits it and then translating that onto the page. It really shows in your work.
Well, I tried not to be desperately creepy, but I do tell my kids my job is to notice things, and I notice loads of things, possibly lots of things I shouldn't too, but it's my job to notice all of those fun things and point it out to anyone who wants to hear. Not that many people do. They're sick of sunsets. They're sick of the light playing on the hillside. They're sick of the sun just glinting through the clouds and catching a tree and making it just that little bit shiny and perfect. And I mean, yes, mum, whatever. So that's all definitely
the kids
boring.
Are like, oh my god,
again.
Yeah. no more, mum, no more.
Yeah, I mean, it is a constant part of your day, and being a very visual person, it's so much fun, and it's all around me all the time. So I'm really blessed